Welcome to Going Behind the Word, a podcast of the Depores Pages podcasts. You can subscribe to this podcast at thefriar.org or wherever you get your podcast. Intro and exit music is Peaceful by Luca Fraula and is used with permission under the Creative Commons license. Hello and welcome to this edition of Going Behind the Word. This is for the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time, and welcome. It's great to have you with us for this Sunday. Today I thought what would be good for us to do as we prepare for the readings for this weekend is to take a closer look at what Paul is distinguishing in the second reading today. It comes actually from his letter to the Corinthians, and we actually have to kind of peek behind a little bit to see what he was talking about in his first chapter of Corinthians before we get to the section that we get today in the second chapter of his letter to the Corinthians, his first letter to the Corinthians. So what is it that he means when he is talking about this? What we have to understand is that St. Paul is trying to change a paradigm. He's changing a way in which we view the world. And so he's looking at what is important to the Greeks of his age, how they view the world, what they see as important, the way in which they make sense of things around them. And he contrasts that with God's view of the world, with the way in which God sees, so that we then can see more clearly the things that are of most importance. And so Paul starts this comparison between the wisdom of the world and the wisdom of God. And so what does he say? Well, first of all, he looks at the call that people receive. He takes this and he says, look at you who have been called to follow Jesus and think about who you are. Think about what you have. So when he looks at the divine call, what does he see as compared to the human call? He says, well, think about yourself. You are weak. You came from lowly birth. You are foolish. You count for nothing. You boast in the Lord. You surrender to God. Contrast that by what he then refers to as human standards. What does the world consider wise? What is it that people strive to achieve in their life? Well, they want to be powerful. They want to have noble birth. They want to be wise. They want to be strong. They want to count for something. And they boast and trust in themselves. So where the world sees powerful, God calls the weak. Where the world strives to be persons or considers fortunate persons who have noble birth, God recognizes that he comes in lowly birth. Think of the birth of Jesus, not a noble birth at all in human standards. And yet, this lowly birth becomes the real birth that makes a difference in the world. Humans seek to be wise. We know that the things we trust in make us seem foolish. In humanity, we wish to be strong, but when we consider the call of God, God can do many things with us when we surrender, appearing weak to the world. We seek to count for something by our own merits, and yet in the divine call, God calls us simply for who we are, oftentimes making us seem lowly, even despised for what we say, teach, believe. In the human world, we look at our accomplishments so that we can boast in ourselves. The one who is called by God boasts in the Lord. Think of what the Blessed Mother says. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. In this world, the trust is in oneself. In the divine call, it is in a surrender to God. It is a trust in God to bring about something tremendous. And then Paul goes on to say, how is it then that we preach a wisdom? What is the wisdom that we preach if it's not the things that we just talked about? Powerful, noble birth, wise, strong, counting for something, boasting in the self, trusting in the self. What does it mean then to speak about the wisdom of God? The wisdom, he's going to claim, that is the true wisdom that makes a difference not just for today or tomorrow, but forever. And he makes this demonstration. He says, let's take a look at how the worldly wisdom convinces. It's persuasive by words. Godly wisdom is demonstrated by spirit and power. Human wisdom is just that. It relies on humans alone. Divine wisdom relies on the power of God. And so human wisdom is a wisdom of this age, today, now, here, but no consideration for what we'll need in eternal life, or no consideration even to whether or not it will endure. Divine wisdom is the very power of God, and so it is eternal wisdom. Human wisdom comes from us. Divine wisdom is revealed by the Spirit of God. And so what Paul is saying in the second reading is, I do have a wisdom, but it's much better than your wisdom. It's not the wisdom of this age. It's something that lasts forever. And it's only when we can understand wisdom in this way that some of the outlandish things that Jesus says can make sense to us. You can only love enemies if you trust in the wisdom of God. You can only pray for persecutors if you trust in the wisdom of God. You only are concerned for those who struggle and who are in tremendous need. You can only really sacrifice for them if you see in them the very person of Jesus himself. And so Paul is suggesting to us that God has prepared so much more for us than human wisdom can imagine or see. If we rely only on human wisdom, then what we are able to see and receive is limited indeed. But if we can trust in what God reveals, something that eye has not seen and ear has not heard, something that has not even entered in the human heart, if we can trust in that kind of God who loves us more, then we will see that what God's wisdom prepares for us is far beyond anything that we can imagine, because we're not limited by human wisdom. Human wisdom can't imagine what God could possibly do. But God's wisdom is scrutinized by the Spirit, who knows even the depths of God who is love. And hopefully, as you hear this contrast then by Paul this week, you will come to see just how powerful is God's love for you and just how much God wants for you. That's Going Behind the Word for this week, this sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. I hope this helps you hear the words of Paul in the second reading a little bit better today.